This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there. A big show this week, as we set out to get right into the brand new album from Shamika Copeland, Done Come Too Far. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, well, you've heard her wonderful music many times. And I'm thrilled that Shamika joined me for a chat earlier this week about this new record, as she continues the story she began telling on 2018's groundbreaking America's Child and 2020's Grammy-nominated Uncivil War, reflecting her vision of America's past, present, and future. On Done Come Too Far, as you'll hear, she delivers her hard-hitting musical truths through her eyes, those of a young American black woman, a mother and a wife. But she likes to have a good time too, and her music reflects that, as she at times puts her sly sense of humour front and centre. Will Kimbrough is back as producer for the third time, and the album pulls no punches, as you'd expect. To get us in the mood, this is Shamika Copeland, and the title track from her most recent album, Uncivil War.
Uncivil War, uncivil war, how long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before, nobody wins in uncivil war. The lines are drawn, miles are gone, we're all talking tough. You curse me out and I curse back. Everything we love is under attack. The spirits are back in rags, blue and gray. Thought they were gone, but they won't go away. Uncivil war, uncivil war, how long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before, nobody wins in uncivil war. You're sure you're right, I'm sure you're wrong. Why can't we all just get along? You yell fake and I yell real. Nobody seems to care how the other guy feels. Keeping count of each other's sins, only problem is nobody wins. An uncivil war, uncivil war, how long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before, nobody wins in uncivil war.
Says peace, the other says
chance for love, just kindness. Uncivil war, uncivil war. How long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before. Nobody wins. Uncivil war.
First up, congratulations on the new album, Don't Come Too Far. It's a stunning piece of work.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really proud of it.
I'll bet you are. This is a continuance in a way from your last couple of albums. The songs that are on this record have, I'm finding it in some ways quite devastating to listen to, because the content just keeps getting deeper and deeper into the consciousness of not just African-American people, but people around the world trying to find a way in this world in 2022.
Yeah. You know, it's, and you know, everything about me changed when I had my little guy, and that's when I put out my first record like this, and that was America's Child. And even when I was making America's Child, I felt like, okay, this record has to have an ending, but I knew there needed to be more. And that's how Uncivil War came about. And so that one was such a natural record to make. And we finished that at the end of 2019, like, you know, December of 2019. And then of course, in 2020, all hell broke loose. And it was like, oh my goodness, this is definitely going to be a trilogy.
Oh,
coming mud. Little angel, if you survive, I know someday you gonna fly.
Tell me about the track one for a start, Too Far to Be Gone, a special guest appearance from Sonny Landreth on this one.
Yeah, Sonny is such an amazing guitar player. I've seen him play many a times, whether he's doing his own shows or, you know, playing with John Hiatt or whoever. He's just a very awesome, tasty player. So when we were thinking about rocking out, we thought he would be perfect for this song. So.
And he's such a distinctive player straight away. Oh, that's Sonny Landreth.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, this is Shamika Copeland, and you're listening to my new album, Done Come Too Far, on Blues with a Feeling.
A small thing. A seat on a bus changed life for the rest of us. A tiny woman that you never met put us on the road, but we ain't there yet. A brave soul is long gone, but a spirit's marching on. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far to be gone. Hand in hand, yours and mine, it's God's love on the line. Now we're miles from our first steps, about as tired as you can get. But as sure as day turns night, we'll keep moving till we make it right. Be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far to be gone. Saw you in Selma and Birmingham, marching together to the glory land, standing proud, never stumbled, all through the daily struggle, making good trouble just to keep moving. That voice didn't die in vain. Its echo rings like no other for every sister and every brother. Though many are gone, their spirit still screams. You can kill a man, but not a dream. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far to be gone. Done come too far to be gone. We come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far.
Well, it doesn't take too long before we really get into some heavy stuff here. There's been so much gun violence in the last couple of years. It doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon. And Pink Turns to Red really dives into the middle of this from the point of view of you, a new mother in 2022 living in the US.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always felt like in order for there to be change, things have to be dealt with. And you can't sweep things under the rug. You kind of have to deal with them and try to do everything you can to make it better. And that's what we need to do, is try to make it better so that we can all feel safe in our country, and especially so our children can be safe.
And too often it seems like the children are the victims of the two sides of the coin in the US, with such a strong lobby in favor of gun ownership and continued increased gun ownership, you know?
Yeah, it is all too much. And I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, you know, I feel like when something like that happens, the entire country goes into a deep depression. I mean, I know that everybody I talked to when this latest shooting happened was just horrified. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was keeping people awake at night, including myself. And I have a little one about to start school next week. You know, and it definitely keeps you awake at night, and it shouldn't. You shouldn't have to think about that. So I'd love to see there be a day that we don't have to think about that. But you know, I feel like too many people are obsessed with words. You know, they throw around this certain language. You know, they say gun control, and it scares people to death, because really what they should say is we need to get the guns out of the hands of people who are mentally stable, mentally unstable, and people that just, you know, shouldn't have them. You know, it's like it's all about the language. I'm not anti-gun. It's just that we all can agree that people that shouldn't have them shouldn't have
she saw the
This is Sean Bendley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
Shamika Copeland's new album, Done Come Too Far, is out this week, and she's my guest as I feature the album for you. Pink turns to red there. And before that, the first single, Too Far to Be Gone. And from Shamika's America's Child record, the first of this series of three, Ain't Got Time for Hate. I spoke to her at home via Zoom, surrounded by family, as I'm sure you can tell. And as always, I'm so grateful to Shamika and the folks at Alligator Records for the opportunity to chat about a record that has touched me deeply. More so than I could have imagined when I heard the first single a couple of weeks ago. This leads me to the next song, track three, The Talk. And you mentioned you've got a young child who's just about to start school, and in my experience, I've never had to explain to my child how they need to prepare themselves for encounters with the police that may go south very quickly. This took my breath away listening to this song.
Well, you know, I have, you know, my nephews are 18 and 16, and they're both driving, and you just hope and pray they don't ever run into a bad apple. I mean, I have, you know, a deep respect for law enforcement because they risk their lives every time they leave the house to keep us safe. But unfortunately, there are some bad apples out here, and you just hope and pray you never run into one.
I held my breath as you took your first steps. I was proud as a mama can get. Now it's been years, you've grown tall, but I'm still worried you're gonna fall. Got to have the talk. Got to have the talk. You might do nothing wrong. The next moment you'll be gone. Got to have the talk. Not everyone loves you or respects your man. There's hate in this world that we don't understand. These days you only get one mistake. So listen to me, it's your life at stake. Got to have the talk. Got to have the talk. You might do nothing wrong. The next moment you'll be gone. Got to have the talk. Words no mother wants to say. I don't wanna lose you someday. It's as cruel as life can get. When a child seems like a threat, the street or driving in your car, when you get stopped, remember who you are. And if your nerves start to crack, whatever you do, don't turn back. Got to have the talk. Got to have the talk. You might do nothing wrong. The next moment, you'll be gone. Got to have the talk. Got to have the talk. We're talking life and death before it's your last breath. Got to have the talk. Got to have the talk. As sure as you're black, there's a target on your back. Got to have the talk. Got to have the talk. You only get one mistake and your mama's heart's gonna break. Got to have the talk.
The tales of slavery have started to take a real, or become a real feature of your last couple of albums. Can you tell me about Gullah Geechee? Now, I actually did just saw a reference to Gullah Geechee about an hour ago. Can you explain to me what that name means and what it refers to?
So there were so many slaves that were brought over here. And then there were these like settlements all over. Like my last album I did, Clotilda's on Fire. And that ship, that the song is about the ship, the slave ship that was, you know, set on fire and burned off the coast of Alabama. But it's also about the descendants that were left behind in Africatown in Alabama. Well, there's some really deep roots also in South Carolina with the Gullah people. And they also have some deep, rich roots. So, and they settled here. So it's like, it's just very informational songs, putting it out there. As I learn things, I like to put them out there for everybody else.
In many ways, the history of African-American people has been told. The narrative has been controlled by white America and the history of where that comes. I read an interview with a young African-American academic from Alabama just earlier in the week, talking about the fact that so much African-American history isn't known, hasn't been recorded, and he was working very hard on a film project to create a narrative of African-American people's history in the US, where before there's only one story, and that's the story of the slave. I struggle to even say it, but the way American society was constructed and run back then, and very important to allow the actual history of people to be heard and to be understood and to be revered and taught and shared across the world.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that there was a lot of history that was just wiped out. They didn't want people to learn about it, didn't want people to know anything about it. And they just decided to just get rid of it, you know. They ripped out the pages.
Day we robbed, we jumped a broom, me and my man in that dusty room. Side by side, can't see to can't see, till 1 week later they took him from me. Chains shook as they dragged him away. All my dreams died that day. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free. Mm-hmm. slip, just to avoid the snap of the whip. Out at Hush Harbor, sun red for down, everybody praying our lips to the ground. Give us the strength to last one more day, and we hear you call, steal away, steal away. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free. Praise house shouting, clapping to the beat, dancing in the circle, don't cross those feet. Don't cross those feet, Gullah. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free. Finally got a home in this strange new land, built with blood and strong hands. Now they wanna pay for you to go, strip you of the only life you know. But they won't get it, no matter how to try. There's still some things that money can't buy. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free. Still trying to be free. Still trying to be free.
I'd like to talk about your relationship with Will Kimbrough, producer and guitar player on the album. This is the third album, I believe, that you guys have worked on together. How did you begin this working relationship? How'd that come about? Because you worked with some extraordinary producers over the last 20 years.
Yes. Well, how I met Will was when I was working with Oliver Wood, who's an amazing songwriter and musician and producer as well. When I was working with him, Will came into the studio because we were recording in Nashville and played on a couple songs. And we just fell in love with him. You know, he had such great ideas and he was so talented. He was just great. And we were like, wow, you know, this might be a very natural next step for us, you know, moving forward. And so far we've made three little. This is how I think of these records. I feel like they're three little pieces of art, you know, that might not necessarily be, cover your mouth, sweetie, that might not necessarily be appreciated, you know, right in the moment, but years from now, people understand what was happening in the world at this time. And that's what I want. You know, I want 20 years from now, my son, or even sooner, to listen to these records and say, wow, my mom was a badass.
Well, you are a badass.
Hey, this is Shamika Copeland, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley.
I don't want to know who. I don't want to know where. I don't want to know anything about what happened there. Scene. I don't want you to lie. I just want to know why. I don't want to know when. I don't want to know how. I don't want to talk. I just wanna know why, no more. I don't wanna know if there might have been someone before. I don't wanna break down. I don't wanna go cry. I just wanna know. Just wanna know why I just wanna know why I just wanna know why.
Part of your songwriting team is your manager John Hahn. I first became aware of John's name when he produced an album for Wicked for Wilson Pickett's, which must be about 22 years ago. How did this relationship first come together for you guys? Because it's certainly working well.
John, I met when I was 8 years old. Wow. Because he was really good friends with my dad and had produced a record with my father. He was in the advertising business and was bringing in lots of blues musicians to do commercials and stuff like that. In fact, I did some myself, but that's how he and my dad became friends. They decided to make a record together called Flying High. And, you know, you can't
like this one?
Get into this. You can't get into this family and not, you know, get lost and be in it forever.
For sure. Yeah.
So that's what happened. You know, John and Cindy, they became immediate family. You know, John is my son's papa, you know, and John and Cindy, you know, they're my second set of parents.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been a long time, a long relationship, really hard to explain. You know, we talk all the time. And so because of that, we share so many thoughts, you know, and myself, Will Kimbrough, John Hahn, we're all very like-minded.
Chicken bone, Charlie, or Sally, sweet potato, tearing up the house, doing the alligator, leftover Louie and his husband Dan, two-stepping by the garbage can. Everybody headed straight to the floor when they came to the joint with the sign on the door. Fried catfish and Bible sold here, firecrackers and ice cold beer. Hear that band rock as soon as you get near. Fried catfish and Bible sold here. Rich folk, poor folks, beggars and thieves, preacher playing poker with an ace up his sleeve. Playing slide with a knife, somebody looking for some trouble with a lawman's wife. Nothing sure except a real good time when you get to the place with the beat up sign. Fried catfish and Bible sold here, firecrackers and ice cold beer. Hear the band rocking soon as you get near. Fried catfish and Bible sold here. On your mind, just jump right up and shake that behind. Just shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Fried catfish and Bible sold here, firecrackers and ice cold beer. Hear that band rock as soon as you get near. Fried catfish and Bible sold.
soul here. Everybody's welcome, it's a family affair. You ain't been nowhere till you've been there. White folks, black folks, every shade in between. Strangest bunch of creatures you ever seen. Wigs flying off, false teeth popping out. And you can hear everybody shout. Fried catfish and Bible sold here. Firecrackers and ice cold beer. Hear that band rocking soon as you get near. Fried catfish and Bible sold here. Fried catfish and Bible sold here. Firecrackers and ice cold beer. Hear that band rocking soon as you get near. Fried catfish and Bible sold here. Fried catfish and Bible sold here.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks as always to you for tuning in or downloading the show. And please like, follow, comment on and share the Facebook page Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling so I can keep you informed about new shows every week. And please share it with your music-loving friends. And of course, my ever-loving gratitude to the folks at the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for keeping the show on the air in its 29th year now. Bloody hell, who'd have thunk it? That was Fried Catfish and Bibles. And previous to that, Why and Gullah Geechee. My featured album this week is Shamika Copeland's None Come Too Far. Okay, more to come, and a possible trigger warning to let you know about a conversation about child sexual abuse that's coming up. This is Blues with a Feeling.
They use this term here called critical race theory, and they say, oh, they just want to teach this stuff to make young white kids feel bad about themselves. And oh my God, that, first of all, that thought is just horrible to me, because all of us have history that we're not proud of, right?
Yeah.
History is history. You know what I mean? It's not meant to make anybody feel bad. The history is meant to educate so we don't end up repeating the same horrible things over and over again. And that's why we learn about our history, so that we can move forward and learn from it and do better, you know, because when you know better, you do better. But if you don't know better, you don't do better.
Yeah,
so right not on. Knowing this, yeah, you know, race is something that's never been dealt with in this country. And, you know, and of course, in other countries as well, but it hasn't been dealt with, and it's got to be.
Well, you know, I can certainly relate to that in Australia. Australia's history of First Nations people in Australia has been very harsh. And mm-hmm. the language that's been used to describe that over the last 200 or so years is, you know, shit talking, changing the words to mean something else when we actually know that the reality of what's being talking about, what's been spoken about, is far different. The genocide mm-hmm. inflicted on First Nations people here in Australia is far-reaching and continues mm-hmm. to cause heartache and pain and suffering and mental illness for Aboriginal people here in Australia. The mm-hmm. title track of this album, Done Come Too Far, really speaks to me. There's a guest performance from Cedric Burnside as well on here. As heavy mm-hmm. as it is, it's quite a stunning song.
Wow, I know. We did the rock version of the song, and then we did sort of a stripped down bluesier version of the song, both having powerful meanings, you know, and both talking about how we have come too far to be gone, no matter what we've been through. There's no stopping us. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on doing this.
I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
Down there in the basement of hell, the children cry, the women yell. Could hardly move, screaming in pain, all still trying to break those chains. Almost died in those boats. Later, still trying to take our boats. Done come
be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We done come too far to be gone.
Saw you at the counter, turned away. Working two jobs, had to pay. Every day another excuse. Freedom hung up by the news. We've been beaten, bloodied, thrown in jail. God is my witness, we ain't gonna fail.
Done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. Done come too far to be gone. We'll be fighting a little longer. What don't kill us make us stronger. What don't kill us make us stronger. What don't kill us make us strong. Done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We're done come too far to be gone. Is past hard, hard feelings. Had to move ahead. Let's start with the healing. Listen to this voice, strong and loud. We're all by knees. See us standing proud. Gonna keep on. Done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We done come too far to be gone. We done come too far to be gone. We done come too far to be gone.
There's only one song on the album, as far as I can see, that's not written for you for this album. This is Ray Wiley Hubbard's Barefoot in Heaven. Tell me about your decision to include this song on the album.
Well, Ray Wiley Hubbard's just a great writer, and I love him. I love his sound and everything, and I just love the sentiment of that song. I just thought, wow, you know, I want to walk around heaven barefoot singing God's praise. That's going to be me one. That's going to be me, hopefully, you know. Yeah. And I truly believe that it won't be a bunch of harps and stuff like they portray. I think it's going to be whatever music you love. Right. So when it ends up, you know, with you listening to Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I just love that.
Now they tell me that the streets of heaven
are paid with diamonds and gold. I may not get there, but if I do, I believe I'll take off my shoes. Gonna walk around heaven, gonna walk around heaven, barefooted, singing God's praise. Gonna walk around heaven, gonna walk around heaven, where there ain't no end to days.
Just been helping us out with our Zoom meeting here today. Tell me about Fell in Love with a Honky. Is this about your husband, Brian, specifically, or is it just more general?
You know what? What's so hilarious about the song is the only thing that's true about it is that he is a white man, but yeah. He's not long and lanky, and he is definitely not a country guy. He's a metalhead, but singing about a metalhead would not have been as funny or as fun. So. We had to make it country. We had to tell some fibs in there. So it's partially biographical, biographical, but not fully.
Hey, this is Shamika Copeland, and you're listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
Walking in the tootsies, next thing I knew, we was playing footsies. He wasn't really handsome, just not my type. Standing by himself in a jukebox light, but there was something about him that was kinda cute. Made me love him right down to his cowboy boots. I fell in love with a honky in a honky-tonk bar, dressed up like a rodeo star, plays country blues on a beat-up guitar. Fell in love with a honky in a honky-tonk bar. About a week later, we had another date. Cooked me chitlins and chicken fried steak.
offered me ice cream. My kind of fella had him some chocolate, I had me some vanilla. Things were heating up, I couldn't help but notice. He stopped singing Hank and switched right into Otis. I fell in love with a honky in a honky-tonk bar, dressed up like a rodeo star, played country blues on a beat-up guitar. Fell in love with a honky in a honky-tonk bar. When he's honky-tonking, I almost lose control. Who knew a country boy could have so much soul?
Mentioned earlier how much I can relate to this, and I come up to The Dolls Are Sleeping, and this is something that I really touched a bone in me. Lots of friends who are molested at private schools here in Australia. I was molested by a colleague of my father who was an army officer.
Yeah, I'm so
when
sorry.
I was about six. Well, it is what it is, you know. and yet this song, The Dolls Are Sleeping, just about tore my heart apart, because there's a lot of people out there trying to make the most of a pretty ordinary situation that they found themselves in through no fault of their own. And I really appreciate you giving air to these words and this story. Because I remember being woken up. I still remember being woken up by this man, you know?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And you know, I've heard the story over and over and over again myself. And that's why I thought it was so important to make this song, you know, because I feel like somebody will hear it and say, I hear you. I understand this. I went through this, you know, but at the end of it, you know, which is what's to me the best part of the song, you know, I always end on a positive note, you know. If that night I had no choice, well, I know I found my voice. The dolls are sleeping. You know what I mean? It's like you, yeah, it's, yeah. See, now I'm getting goose pimples. Yeah.
Came into my room looking like death. Wild look in his eyes, liquor on his breath. He said, lay still, don't make a fuss. My old teddy bear sitting there looking at us. The dolls are sleeping right next to me. The dolls are sleeping. Close my eyes, trying to pray, but his face never goes away. Try to stop hating, I know I must, but how do you love when you can't trust?
and the dolls are sleeping up on the shelf, keeping those secrets all to themselves. The dolls are sleeping. Who's gonna believe in my truth? Who's gonna believe? Where's the proof? The dolls are sleeping. Now the dolls are sleeping in a secondhand store. Won't be no secrets anymore. And if that night I had no choice, well, I know I found my voice. The dolls are sleeping. The dolls are sleeping. The dolls are sleeping. Dolls are sleeping. Dolls are sleeping.
Ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
There's so much truth in this record. I'm still not sure if it was fair of me to share that little piece of my own history of abuse as a child, but, well, that is the blues, is it not? And it's good to talk about these things. Otherwise, it keeps happening. The dolls are sleeping. Before that, fell in... It's like a horror story, isn't it? Before that, fell in love with a honky and Barefoot in Heaven. My feature album this week, Shamika Copeland's hot off the presses new Alligator Records release, Done Come Too Far. Righto, times are moving on.
I have never been a fan of, like, reality TV. Mm. Anything, you know, nothing. It's not reality when somebody puts a camera on you, because if you decide to act the fool or... whatever you decide to act, it's still acting once somebody puts a camera on you, right? So I just think that reality TV is just insane, you know, and I and how it's making people act, and social media and the things that people do to get attention and stuff. It's just gotten out of control. They voted for a reality TV star to be president.
Yeah.
That tells you how out of hand, you know, it's gotten.
And here we are, as that continues to blow up in our faces. I mean, it's only just today that a man has gone into an FBI facility and has ended up being shot by FBI officers. And it's believed to be in response to the FBI search down at Mar-a-Lago in the last couple of days.
See, and I haven't even seen that yet. Because I try to stay away from the I can't even, you know, you know what, I have to keep myself removed from it, so, because it's just, you know, it really can steal your joy. So
yeah. Oh, you want to say hi? My little guy is here and he wants to say hi.
I'd love to.
You want to say hi? No, you don't now. You crawled up here in my lap.
Wanna make it big. Wanna be a star. Wanna be more famous than the lonely girl you are. Don't take a lot of talent or a big degree to get yourself chased by the paparazzi. Who cares if you're a genius or a rocket scientist? You make it on the best dress list. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Baby, don't get smart. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Pretend that it's art. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Don't get all profound. You wanna move on up. You got to dumb it down.
to get a headache using your brain. You can make $1 billion, so let me explain. Forget about computers or parlez-vous français. Just keep it simple, honey. Remember this phrase. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Baby, don't get smart. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Pretend that it's art. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Don't get all profound. You wanna move on up. Got to dumb it down.
Last year, Alligator Records celebrated its 50th anniversary. I did an extensive interview with Bruce, and he told me about one of the ways he would discover new artists. He'd be trapped overnight in an airport with waiting for a flight the next day, and he would ring a friend and say, "Okay, who should I be seeing? Take me to see somebody who's going to blow me away." And he told me that he was already aware of you, and this friend of his took him down to see you for the first time, and he told me the story about you going off mic and going out into the crowd and filling this reasonably sized club with your voice unamplified. And he said that just he was so taken by that he basically was just waiting for you to turn 18 before he could sign you to it. I was just looking at a video last week, I think, when you were at a blues festival in India, a big festival, and there you were, off mic, unamplified, filling this enormous tent with your voice just on its own. And if it weren't for the people clapping on the one and the three, it would have been the best thing I'd ever seen.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's great. Thank you.
How has it been for you, the experience of being on Alligator for so many years now?
Oh, it's a family.
Yeah.
You know, it's a family. I mean, everybody's been there for over 30 years. You know.
When I was out, who took me in? Gave me a shoulder to cry on. After all said and done, who can I call and know they're gonna run? Nobody but you, nobody but you. Make me love you like I do. Oh,
clown. You made me your buttercup. Nobody but you.
Last time we spoke, you were in the middle of unpacking your all your stuff in your new place, and I believe you're living in Oceanside. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that I was talking to my friend Laura Jane Wilcock, who of course is Thomas Yearsley of the Paladins.
Yes, I love them. They've been so great to me since I've been here.
Yeah, so. Laura was telling me they were thrilled to have you in the neighborhood, but I was really sorry to see that. The lease for Thunderbird Analog Studios hasn't been renewed, and the search is on for another location for Thunderbird Analog to allow them to continue doing their work. What's the word on that? You got any good news for me?
I haven't heard anything. You know, I've been out of town so much, and that reminds me. I'm glad you said that because I want to give her a call and
maybe
see what's happening.
Give me a hug. Maybe you could give her a hug for me as well.
I could do that. I'm a major hugger. So,
although I mean, I've been I've told the story many times before, but seeing the Paladins back in 1990 at the first blues festival at Byron Bay was what set me on this path. And they've been so supportive of me with my radio show and everything else. And I proudly wear Paladins t-shirts at least a couple of times a week. And it's nice to have this personal connection with the people that have made such a difference in your lives.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. Yeah.
I'm Shamika Copeland. You're listening to Shaky Sean Bendley, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Clouds opened up, rain pouring from the sky. I'm in the air, trying to flag a ride, but the cabs don't go to my part of town. They just passing me by, not even slowing down. So I'm gonna walk until I ride. I'm gonna keep my head held high. They can try to take my freedom, they can't take my pride. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk until I ride. Four in the morning, my baby child was crying. Fever he had kept on burning high. Grabbed the phone, dialed 911. When I told them where I lived, I knew they wouldn't come. So I'm gonna walk until I
ride.
Take my freedom, take my pride.
take my hand. We're in this together till we reach the promised land. We gonna keep on walking till our shoes wear out, until we reach salvation and you can hear a shout. We gonna walk until we ride, keep our head held way high, take our freedom, take our pride. But we gonna walk, walk, walk until we ride. We gonna walk, walk, walk.
Civil War album, and that's my guest this week, Shamika Copeland, and Walk Until I Ride. Before that, from the brand new Alligator Records release, Don't Come Too Far, Nobody But You, and Dumb It Down. Thanks for tuning in this week. My name is Sean Bindley. Have a great week. You've been listening to Blues With A Feeling.
Well, I would love to come to Australia again.
Me too.
My husband goes, me too. It's been a very long time.
Well, you know,
I must have burned. I must have burned some sort of bridge when I was there last, because I haven't been there since. So,
it's been an interesting couple of years with COVID. Of course, the big blues festival here, the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival, shut down. The festival was cancelled 3 times, and last year it returned to the first time with just a couple of overseas international artists. Otherwise, it was just an all a local lineup. And the first couple of acts have been announced, including, I think, Buddy Guy and Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples and Jason Isbell. So it's nice to know that international touring is commencing again and some of the great blues artists are coming down here. The last artist I saw before we shut down for COVID was Cedric Burnside, and I think Cedric was about the first international artist that I saw once touring had opened up again, and he was absolutely on fire. Crowds are getting bigger, and of course he's on your new album as well, so really keeping my fingers crossed that it won't be too long before we see you here again, because as you say, it's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
Shamika, congratulations on the new records. Good luck out there on the road. I'm sure things are going to get very busy very soon, and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to me today.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You made it clear 1,000 times you think I'm not your kind, but if your life was fading fast, your next breath was your last, no place left for you to go. Here's what I would like to know. Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Or would you rather die than share your life with mine? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? I'm reaching out to you. Would you take my blood? Love's not something I expect. Some respect. Call me stupid or naive. Why can't we change what we believe? If it's the last thing you ever do, would you take my
my hand reaching out to you. Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Or would you rather die than share your life with mine? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? I'm reaching out to you. Would you take my blood? Stop the hatred, the killing and the pain, until we look inside and see we are the same. Would you take my blood? Now we are made of flesh and bone. When we die alone. Some souls rise and others burn. Share a sad history, but I'll take a chance on you if you take a chance on me. Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Or would you rather die than share your life with mine? Would you take my blood? Would you take my?